there's a really interesting shift happening by July 2026. The AI race is moving away from a simple competition over the most impressive models and toward a deeper contest over the systems that make advanced AI usable at scale.
That's a very important point. Chatbots remain the most visible part of AI because they are the easiest way for consumers and businesses to experience the technology directly.
Exactly. They are still the front door for many users, but the center of competition is moving beneath the model layer.
The key argument is that model capability alone is no longer enough.
A model may perform beautifully in a demo and still fail in production.
In real-world use, AI systems must meet strict expectations for latency, uptime, cost, reliability, and data protection.
And slow responses, excessive energy use, or leaks of sensitive information are not minor issues. They can become serious business problems.
As a result, the value of an AI system is now tied to the entire stack around it. The chips that run inference, the storage systems that hold context and embeddings, the networking fabric that moves data between components, and the operational systems that monitor performance in real time.
That makes chips and infrastructure the new battleground.
The industry has long focused on training large models and publishing benchmark results, but deployment is now the main pressure point.
As companies move AI from experimentation into daily operations, they face intense pressure to reduce cost and improve efficiency.
Custom silicon, advanced accelerators, optimized inference engines, and high bandwidth memory are becoming core strategic assets.
Companies are no longer asking only how much compute they can buy. They are asking how much intelligence they can deliver per watt, per dollar, and per second.
Data centers are also being reimagined.
The next generation of AI facilities is not just about adding more servers.
It is about power delivery, cooling, networking, and the ability to scale quickly without sacrificing stability.
So some of the most important AI breakthroughs of 2026 may not come from the model weights themselves, but from the physical systems that make those models reliable, efficient, and usable at scale.
Security is another major turning point.
As AI systems become more capable, they also become more exposed.
Modern AI applications often handle sensitive data, take actions on behalf of users, and integrate deeply into business workflows.
That creates a much larger attack surface than traditional software.
The security conversation is expanding beyond basic misuse prevention to include prompt injection, data leakage, model poisoning, unauthorized access, and the risks introduced by autonomous agents that can read, write, and act inside enterprise systems.
Because AI can now draft emails, update records, or trigger workflows, a small mistake can become a large incident.
Security is therefore becoming a first-class design requirement, not an afterthought.
The strongest AI systems in 2026 are not just the smartest ones. They are the ones that are observable, controllable, and auditable.
Enterprises need to know what an AI system touched, why it made a decision, and how it can be stopped if something goes wrong.
And trust is the hardest part to build.
Security is technical, but trust is human.
If people do not believe an AI system is safe, accurate, and aligned with their values, adoption will stall no matter how impressive the technology is.
Trust is built through transparency, consistency, and governance.
That means clear policies about data use, explainable reasoning where possible, strong access controls, and the ability to review what an AI system has done.
It also requires understanding an increasingly complex regulatory landscape as governments and institutions define standards for responsible AI deployment.
The critical takeaway is that the winners of the next phase of AI will not be only the companies with the best models.
They will be the ones that can prove their systems are dependable, defensible, and worthy of institutional confidence.
For businesses and builders, AI strategy is no longer just a model strategy.
It is an infrastructure, security, and governance strategy.
Organizations should focus on deployment, not just DMOS.
The real test is performance in production, not performance in a presentation.
They should invest in the full stack, including chips, data centers, networking, and monitoring.
Security must be treated as foundational, with guardrails, observability, and access controls built in from the start.
And trust must be prioritized, because explainability, auditability, and clear governance are becoming business requirements rather than optional extras.
The final point is that the most important part of the AI race is moving quietly out of the spotlight.
The next major leap will not come from a single clever model, but from the systems that surround it. The chips that power it, the infrastructure that scales it, the security controls that protect it, and the trust that allows people to rely on it.
In 2026, the winners will not just be the ones with the smartest AI.
They will be the ones who build it most responsibly, efficiently, and reliably.